Shus, Rosh Kolel, Chavriya Kolel. Standing up here, Al Sakaras Hatov. Baruch Hashem had the schus to move into the neighborhood a year ago. And especially coming from New York, you appreciate, you know, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to be most of the time in the yeshiva. But when you're not even around the yeshiva, Ben Azmanim, other times, have a place to come where there's Avira from the Rosh Kolel, from the Chavriya Kolel, of Limud HaTorah, of Steiging, is a tremendous asset to the community. And I'm very, very thankful for it. I try to take good use of it. And I just moved, and a lot of my svarim are in boxes. I had to open quite a few boxes to find different things. But Baruch Hashem, I'd like to share a few words. Covered, I guess, Chodesh Elul.
The box is for a year?
No, I moved the second time. Good kasha. L'maisa, when you think of Chodesh Elul, what's different about it? Most people think, you know, Tfilos, the beginning of the Yom HaNorayim, they already start saying Slichos, people call them Pesach Kvaros. Tefillah is an aspect. Obviously, tshuva, person engaging in cheshbon nefesh, limud ha-musar. That's, I think, probably the two things that come to mind. Chodesh Elul, tefillah, tshuva. The third tough, Torah, is also very important. In the Olam HaYeshivas, it definitely is up there as another central element of Elul. Every yeshiva starts Chodesh Elul. It could be in the middle of the summer, it's Chodesh Elul, we've got to begin. And Baruch Hashem, in this community, you see that the Olam HaYeshiva spills in to the community through the Kolel, through the environment. And there's a focus. I see every day you can have a sponsor. Sponsors Chos Limud HaTorah and Elul. Limud HaTorah and Elul is a chosh of a thing. The singer didn't devise yet to sponsor every day of the Kolel the same way. Chodesh Elul, we begin. After this vod, we'll see. So, I'd like to try to explain tonight the connection between Chodesh Elul and specifically Limud HaTorah. Tshuva, tefillah, I think that is pretty poshut. But what's specifically the inyan? We have to start yeshivas, we have to start learning Chodesh Elul. What's the connection between Chodesh Elul and Torah? So going through the Indian, it's not, say this is an all-inclusive list, but I think I found from Chazal, I have 10 different reasons why it's very kedai to engage in Limud HaTorah, to extend, to increase a person's Limud HaTorah, specifically in Chodesh Elul. 10 reasons. Some of them, to some people, might be pashut, but I definitely think there's some that some chazals might be a chiddush to people here. First and foremost, there's a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. It's brought down in Sifrei Halacha. They're really fascinating idea. Really, Chodesh Elul is a preparation for Kabbalah Satara. Sheikhas. Kabbalah Satara Chodesh Elul. As I'll say, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, Rosh Chodesh Elul, to Makabal the Luchos Shniyos. Luchos Shniyos, which Moshe Rabbeinu got on Yom Kippur. So he went up 40 days before. What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing on Har Sinai for 40 days? Right? Chazal say, remember there's Rabbeinu Yonah and Avos. And get him out of the box, yeah. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Osik B'Torah, Yom HaVelayla. He didn't sleep. His whole chiyus was his Limud HaTorah. That was his preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah. 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't sleep. All that he did was being Osik in Limud HaTorah. And it's fascinating. This Kabbalah HaTorah is a special Kabbalah HaTorah. Different than Kabbalah HaTorah, the Luchos Rishonos on Shavuos, the Kabbalah HaTorah on Yom Kippur was a Kabbalah HaTorah of tshuva. After the Bnei Yisrael sinned by the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. So now, rebuilding of Klal Yisrael, starting again, the Tshuva, that Kabbalah Satorah started in Rosh Chodesh Elul and was completed Yom Kippur. In fact, they say that's the reason why, one of the reasons why we blow shofar starting Rosh Chodesh Elul. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, he went up with the coal. So every day, he went up the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. But every day, it's kedai to merame, to focus on that Kabbalah Satorah, on that Aliyah of Moshe Rabbeinu. He might have gone up Rosh Chodesh Elul, but he continued shtaiging, he continued learning Torah every single day till that Kabbalah Satorah, the Torah of Tshuva on Yom Kippur. So, based on that Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, these days are mesugal for the Limud HaTorah. They're mesugal for a Kabbalah Satorah, a Kabbalah Satorah of Tshuva. And thus, when we sit and learn, one focus, one aspect to have in mind. Further, we know Chodesh Elul. Elul is Rashi Tevos, and Niladodi v'Dodili. It's even brought down also in Sifrei Halacha. It's not just an acronym. And there's a special kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael during Chodesh Elul. And that special hiskarvus has a nafkamina and it affects our Limud HaTorah. I saw this brought down with Baisa, the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. During Chodesh Elul, him and his Talmidim will learn for 18 hours a day. And this cheshbon was baduk, and the 18 hours was not including tefillah. 18 hours a day, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and his Talmidim learned in Chodesh Elul without davening, besides davening. 18 hours a day. And I saw it brought down, Rav Nelson Mashkiach asked, you know, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was a gavur rabba, a gadol hador. He had tremendous kolchos. Vos haste, only in Elul. He learned 18 hours a day. Didn't do it the rest of the year. Rav Nosson said, the pshat is, in Elul, a person gets added kolchos. Kolchos that he didn't have till now, you could use them. The beginning of his man, the Sorus, that's a time for tshuva. A person could push himself and could accomplish more in Elul than he would do the rest of the year. And Rav Nelson says that's the yesod of how Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was able to do that. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. I remember from hearing from one of my rabbeim from Kinnerek Shlita, the Talmud of Baruch Ber, Chashav Yid, or Shiva Chavetz Chaim Yerushalayim. He told me when he was learning in Kamenetz, they would have these mishmers on Thursday night. And the Bachman would stay up. He remembered in Elul all night long, learning very stark. He remembers one time, please, walking back wherever they were staying, after a whole night of learning. And they see the common folk going to work. And the yeshiva was like, how are they going to work? It's Elul! They were so absorbed in their learning. They were so taken, learning in Elul, how can people work? So, Shem Bar Yochai coming out of the cave. This is something that happened not so long ago. I heard the person it happened to. The kesher, the connection of Elul, helps you in Limud HaTorah. And something I think also we sometimes don't appreciate. There's a line in the Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim refers to Limud HaTorah. He has a lashon, Koshakein kesha'amun lefanov bitorah uvetfilah. Now it's poshut, we understand, when you're davening, yom lefnei ha'makom, davlef miyata omeit. You're engaging Limud HaTorah, yom lefnei ha'makom? That's what it is? Yeah. Limud HaTorah is not just studying science. It's not just learning a geshmak pshat. It's engaging in Das Hashem. And it's not a one-way discussion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved. Yom lefnei ha'makom. So the closer HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us when we're learning, the more effect, the more the kesher we'll have with our learning. So Elul is not just a time. It might be mesugal for Limud HaTorah. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. It's more than that. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. That kesher helps our learning, gives us added kochos that we otherwise may not have. And therefore it's an opportunity upon us to take advantage to do. Number three. Found this quoted from Elia Lapian. Said this b'shem the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim would be makbid and would be mazur people all the time to learn Torah during Elul. Very, very simple basic cheshbon. Because limud haTorah gives the greatest schar of any other mitzvah. A person towards the end of the year is making an accounting. He's making a cheshbon and nefesh. You got to see that the books match. What comes in and what comes out. What's the best way to end the year and to make sure the books match? To add more and more schosim of limud haTorah. So pretty basic yisod, but the Chafetz Chaim would drill it again and again. He would talk about limud haTorah on Shabbos, gives you even added schosim. But the more a person is able to learn and accomplish mitzvos of limud haTorah, the more and more schosim he has for the year. And a person could run around, obviously, a person could do chasadim, a person could be osik and other mitzvahs. But Zain L'Shire, the schar of Talmud Torah, to any other mitzvah. So a person has a chance, the opportunity to be marba Talmud Torah. Marba's chuyos. What's the best way to go into a Yom HaDin with more and more chuyos on your side? Fourthly, remember hearing years ago from Rosh Arieli how he would quote the Chaya Adam. Chaya Adam says, there he's talking about Erev Rosh Hashanah. That a kol holech achar asof, and a person should be osik in Torah and mitzvos, last day of the year, to end the year well. Well, you don't have to wait to Erev Rosh Hashanah to get involved. The whole Chodesh Elul is part of this yisod. Besides the fact you'll get more schar of Talmud Torah, but HaKol HaLech HaChar HaSof, the impression that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has upon us, of us. Looking back on the whole year, it's by the end. You know, any kid in class knows, you finish off the year well. The first couple, the beginning of the Zman, the beginning of the first few semesters, you didn't do as well, but if you finish strong, it leaves a very strong lasting impression. HaKol HaLech HaChar HaSof. Person adds and limud haTorah more and more. The end of the year has tremendous impact. So the first two were ksharim dafka with the day, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These two are more in schar specifically at the end of the year, at the end of the Zman. So up to number five. I have two yesodos I'd like to share from Shari Tshuva. Now, different places, they have different hagim. What do you learn in Sefer Shari Tshuva? Shari Tshuva, the handbook of Tshuva, of Elul, of Yom Ha'Narayim. Where do you begin the Sefer? By me and Yeshiva, we would start from the beginning. It talks about Tshuva. Importance of tshuva, but I think I remember the Mir Yeshiva. I remember they started from Shar Gimel. I think that's in the minhag of the Mir. I believe other they start from Shar Gimel. What's pshat? You go to Shar Gimel, very nice Shar. Doesn't really talk about tshuva. Shar Aleph talks about the importance of tshuva. Beis go through different tnayim, even dalit. Shar Gimel goes through all different mitzvos, all different aspects. It's a sefer on mitzvos of the Rabbeinu Yonah. So why are you doing that? I believe the pshat is, a very simple pshat, that without, of course, we have to know the importance of tshuva, this and that, but there's an even more basic step. A person is making a cheshbon and nefesh. Where am I holding? Where am I up to? How's my last year? You look. You ask anybody how they're doing. Especially if you don't learn Musar on a constant basis. How you doing? Everybody's doing well. Pretty good. It's only until you make a specific cheshbon nefesh. Okay, well, this mitzvah says I have to go do like this and like this. And this is the prakim of the mitzvah. This is the extent of the mitzvah. And you start measuring yourself up to the clarity of what you see, what a mitzvah is. It's not so simple anymore. Not so pashut anymore. When you go through Shar Gimel of Rabbeinu Yonah and Shar Tshuva, and you see the extent of what each mitzvah requires, and what is included in different averos, that a person has a different perspective exactly of those things. And the mela that drives a person more, it gets greater clarity and an impetus. I have to do tshuva. And really, the deeper you sow to this, Rabbi Sol Salanta talks about. Everyone knows, everyone does, but everyone knows Rabbi Yisrael's famous chiddush is the chiddush of limud musar b'spilus. And a person takes a musar sefer and focuses on it, gets emotional about it, drills it into him. That's Rabbi Yisrael's famous chiddush. If you read carefully Rabbi Yisrael, a few different places, he holds that to be his second biggest chiddush. He had a bigger chiddush, he felt one time he has a lashon, it's kamat yosar mi musar b'spilus. Yisroel has this yisod of limud halacha b'in, that an area where a person feels that he's weakened, an area which needs chizuk, if a person would be osik in those halachas b'in, if a person would understand those halachas with greater clarity, it changes his whole shmiras mitzvahs. It affects everything. You know, one practical simple mashal is Sefer Chafetz Chaim. You could hear Divrei Yisroel, and you could do Musar B'Spilus on the Avera of Lashon Hara. But if a person goes through Be'ian, nowadays there are so many Svarim written Be'ian on Sefer Chafetz Chaim. There's even a collection of them. If a person learns that Be'ian, you're expanding more of your kolchos in understanding it. It hits you, it affects you more. The greater kesher a person has with Limud HaTorah, the more the Limud HaTorah is part of it. You do something shidchias, you do something bikias, quickly running through it, has some effect. But a person who does something bi'ian, b'havana, you understand the mitzvah, you understand what Lashon Hara means, you understand what gezel means. Whatever different averos kibah v'aim, a person who would delve into a sugya, do a sugya bi'ian, besides have greater clarity in the etzem, the keys in what the halacha is. But even when you know the halacha, but it becomes more a part of a person. And when something's a part of a person, that has a tremendous hashpa on him. So when a person goes through Shar Gimel of the Shari Tshuva, understands better confines of so many different mitzvos and averos, that has a major hashpa on him. And that would push a person, okay, I have to misakin, I have to fix, I have to do things. That's all part and parcel of tshuva. I believe that's pshat in this minog to do Shar Gimel. That's one Rabbeinu Yonah. There's another Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Dalet. There he talks about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah vis-a-vis Chas V'Shalom, a person has on him a judgment, Chas V'Shalom for Misa, for Yisurim. And there Rabbeinu Yonah reveals that Limud HaTorah has a tremendous hashpa in even taking off a gzeira for Yisurim, or even Chas V'Shalom, Misa, Karis. And Rabbeinu Yonah has a very interesting hesber in explaining why this is so. He says it in Os Yud Aleph, and again, also in Os Tes Zayin. He quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, B'chesed Emes Yichu Paravon, Pasuk Eitz Chaim Hilam Achazikim Ba. He quotes the Chazal, Avar Adam Akrisos Amisas Bezdin, Im Hayu Ragal Likra Perak Echad, Bayom Yikra Shnei Parakim, Ragal Likra Parsha Achas, Yikra Shnei Parashios. Person, he's over on Averos, he's Chayiv, punishments. But if that person would be osik even more in Limud HaTorah, lav dafka alts kamos, both ways. If a person increases mechazik as Limud HaTorah, that has a hashpa. He says later, the lashon. The person's chayv yisurin. Timsal kapara b'giyono tami b'torah v'yigyasaba. It's not mischaper v'zevach l'mincha of mischaper divrei Torah. So it sounds like the fact, I suppose I'll even more in the first place what that lashon was, that the Talmud Torah itself is hard. Alam kiyamas ba'oel. A male's Torah is something, is matashas kochel shaladam. Takes away the person's strength. So Rabbeinu Yehuda learns it's yisurim for yisurim. It's a trade off. It's nigzar on a person, he's supposed to get yisurim. A person can get yisurim straight up in this world. A person could use Torah as a means for filling that din. His limud HaTorah itself could be the yisurim, which is mechaper. Amazing idea. I saw the Stifler says. He says, you know what counts for Yisurim? It counts many things. He says, he thinks the best way to Mekayim this Rabbeinu Yonah, he writes this in the Krayin and Digger, so. The best way to Mekayim this Rabbeinu Yonah is do Chazar on something you don't want to Chazar. Person learned something the first time, it's chashus, it's enjoyable. You do something, you've done it, you know it. Chazar it nachamo. It's hard. It's very hard. Stipe writes, that's Yisurim. But everyone knows, Ishkafi Arko, obviously to learn Be'ian, besides this, the Maila of Rabbi Sol Salanter, of the clarity, the Ian Bahalacha becomes a part of you. But learning something Be'ian is hard. It's painstaking. It takes so much focus, so much energy, so much effort. That's Yisurim. It's Menaka. Much rather have Yisurim right here in the Beis Medrash than any time out, any other place other than that. So that's an amazing idea that Rabbeinu Yonah offers over here. So that's my first segment. Here's where I think I found some pretty amazing condition. Number 7. There's a Ramban in Parshas Nitzavim. The Ramban in Parshas Nitzavim talking about the mitzvah of tshuva, v'shavta Hashem alakacha v'shamata b'kolo b'chol asher enochi mitzavcha hayom atu v'necha b'chol vavcha v'chol nafshacha. It sounds like from the lashon of the Ramban he was bothered by the pasuk here, and all these pasukim in Devarim sound the same, but when he's talking about tshuva, he throws in atu v'necha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshacha. So Ramban says, "Perish shetoshev el Hashem b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshacha, v'dekabo olecha v'al b'necha l'darosam, v'asa b'chol asher anoch v'shkol anoch mitzavcha yom." That you should be mekabo yourself and on your children l'daros to do oz mitzavya. You open up the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. Really, if you look at the Rabbeinu Yonah, we know there's requirements. Rabbeinu Yonah has many, many requirements beyond Ikrei Tshuva. Obviously, there's Vidoy, Zivas Achet, Kabbalah Aser, Makabel. I dare you to find in the Ramban, in the Rambam, besides you going, whoever else you want to look, does anyone use a Lashon? You should be Makabel on yourself and on your children, Ladoros? I'm a kabbal myself. Okay, that I get. I can be mekabel what I'm going to do in the future. I could try. It's not so easy. I can be mekabel for my family, for my kids, my future doros. I'm a kabbal for your future doros. How's it work? My Rebbe, Reb Hanoch Leibowitz, said, so look for it. You see from this Ramban, you sowed in Hilchos Tshuva, that the Kabbalah Asid has to be a Kabbalah that's so stark and carries such weight, you're not just guaranteeing that you yourself, Basher Husham, are going to keep this and are a new person, but it's going to be Kabbalah that's so strong that's able mamish to last the doros. Amazing thing. I'm a Kabbalah myself. I'm going to be a changed person. I'm going to have such a hashpah, not just on myself, but it's going to affect myself, my children, my grandchildren, and doros. That's the extent of a Shavta Hashem al-Kasa, the mitzvah of tshuva. Tshuva is not just for a person to be misakin in his own ways, Magabi himself. Part and parcel of tshuva is a person has to be makabal do tshuva in such a way this last midori doros, eternity. That's the extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects upon us. It's a higher madrega. But that's what it really means, the Kabbalah also. Now you think about that. How do you do that? Okay, you're supposed to have a very, very stark Kabbalah. You know, the one thing you see, see a person who's involved in Limud HaTorah takes a part of his life, he's a changed person. Of course, Limud HaTorah doesn't just affect you. Of course it affects your children, your grandchildren, and Dori Doros. Your Kabbalah, your connection to Torah, your giving over of Torah. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah even for grandchildren. There's a certain achrayas a person has. You'll find it by other mitzvahs. But Talmud Torah is a way to touch future Doros. A person lives a life of Torah on such a darga, of course, it's automatically going to have hashpah, not just on himself. Anyone who comes in contact with, his family, his children, his grandchildren, the Dori Doros. That's how a person can be Mekayim this Ramban. You want a way to make sure, Kabbalah Asid, that you know what, I'm going to affect not just myself, but my children, my grandchildren. Mekabal to learn Torah on such a darga, in such a way, affects your life. It changes not only you, but Dori Doros. Person has that focus. Some of a person doesn't have the same focus, doesn't think about it, doesn't know this Ramban, wouldn't have the same focus. But if a person thinks about this and this boning, you know, everything I do, it's not just going to affect me. Affect my darga, affect my children, my grandchildren. But that's part and parcel of tshuva. A person has this responsibility for himself, for doros. My Rebbeim, Rabbi Luban, remember him asking Akasha that, you know, we do an Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Sounds funny. All of a sudden, we may not be makbid all year round, different chumras and halacha. Comes Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we start being makbid in it. What's pshat? It's a game. We're going to trick HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we'll be in our best behavior, we'll be very good. And afterwards, we'll go right back. What's pshat? So he said a pretty posh yisod is that obviously we know where we're holding, we're not tricking ourselves, not fooling ourselves, but there's an idea, a yisod, a person has to have she'ifas. And although a person doesn't yet live by those she'ifas, live by those lofty desires and dreams on a daily basis, but it's a healthy thing, it's a g'day thing. Start off some point in the year, the beginning of the year, before the Yimei Adin, to try to live on that madrega. So certain things were makabal and aseres yemei tshuva, but really that's what Chodesh Elul is about. To have dreams and desires, bakashos, to be a mevakesh. I want more. It's a month of a person experimenting with himself, of dreaming with himself, what he could accomplish. You know, we say every day, Chodesh Elul and beyond, David HaMelech, Acha Sha'alti Me'es Hashem O Savakesh, Shifti Be'es Hashem Koy Mechaye. When David HaMelech uttered those words, the Sol Sesharim, Parak Aleph, describes it, Dveikus Be'es Hashem. Obviously, we're not fooling ourselves. We're not David HaMelech. We don't have David HaMelech, Acha Sha'alti Me'es Hashem O Savakesh. We're not in that madrega. But you know what? We could dream, we could want, we could feel what we are capable of doing. To have a shemitz of that. To have something like that. That's part of Chodesh Elul. Acha sha'alti me'es Hashem osa vakesh. A person has a dream, a desire. I want to become better. I want to change. That's something really chashuv. Because even Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Beis, he talks in a couple places, says it in Shar Beis, Os Yud, he says it in Mishnah Avos, and called Shemaisam Ubin Chachmaso, that he talks about the Yisod of Nasa V'Nishma. And there Rabbeinu Yonah says, a person's makabal on himself, that he's going to do B'chol She Yoru Chachamin. He didn't change, he didn't do anything. He just had this she'ifa, this kabbalah. I want to do something. I want to change. Rabbeinu Yonah says he gets all the schar for already doing it. You already have it in your bank account right now. Nothing changed. Nothing happened. But something did change. When a person has a she'ifa, a person has a drive, he wants to change, he wants to become something, that's worth tons in Shemayim. And thus, Chodesh Elul, another perspective to have is Acha Shalti Meis Hashem. I want to dream. I want to have desires to grow in learning. And what better way than show HaKadosh Baruch Hu by spending that month being more involved in Limud HaTorah? That was number 8. Number 9, I just came across, at least in my notebook. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Taras Hashem Tamima Mishivas Nafesh, Eidos Hashem Namana Machkimas Pasi. And Rashi over there, Eidos Hashem Namana, Nemenesi Lachoyd Belomdao. Fascinating, so. You know what it means, Eidos Hashem Namana? A person is Lomei Torah, the Torah itself is made for him that he learns it. Imagine the person's having a court case. And it's not a simple case. The judge is deciding which way to go. In walks the person who's going to come and testify on your behalf. A character witness. Say, find a mensch. Obviously, that would be the best thing for you. Kol shekein. So Adam Chashev testifies, puts his name on the line of who you are, testifies about you. It's definitely worth its weight in gold. We're all preparing for the Yemei HaDin of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Neran. The Torah, Eidos Hashem, is made on its Lomdin. That means to whatever degree a person is Osek on Limud HaTorah, the Torah itself will come and be made who you are. Having the Torah on your side as a character witness can't be better. It's amazing. The Torah, Mamash has built, it's Metzias. It's a famous story with the Gemara Chagiga. Torah is made on Lomdao. Ben Azmanim, I was reading this biography from Rav Avadya Yosef. In the back of the biography, the last page, a fascinating thing. I have a lashon there. You know, if the Sfarim could talk. Bavaja was high Gavarava, knowing Sfarim. Boy, did he know Sfarim. He said, if the Sfarim could talk, person, he spent Yom of Alayla learning Torah, damages eyesight, reading Sfarim after Sfarim, Sfarim no one ever heard of. But those Sfarim, can you imagine what they're testifying about him in Shemayim? It was like a little obituary they wrote from the Sfarim. Lead, sir, the Sfarim could talk. I'm not sure they knew this Rashi and Tillim. Sfarim do talk. Torah talks. It's made on Lomdel. And that's a tremendous chus to have. To have the Torah come and testify. I exerted effort. I worked to understand your Torah. What an amazing, amazing chus. And finally, I'd like to bring another Rashi. Rashi in Chumash. Famous pasuk we say every day, "V'shinantam l'vanecha." So Rashi in Veschanan says, "Eilu ha-tamidim." Rashi says, "Metzinu b'chol makom sh'atamidim kruyim banim." You find all over the Talmidim are called Banim. And Rashi brings a raya from Chumash, brings a raya from Malachim, Bnei Anavim. The raya Rashi brings from Chumash is the pasuk Banim Atem LaHashem Elokecha. L'chor, it's a mona raya. What's Rashi bringing a raya from Banim Atem LaHashem Elokecha? The Talmidim Nikru Banim. You know why it's Banim Atem LaHashem Elokecha? You know why we're considered the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's like a marath. Shlosha shodfim ba'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us. What's the raya from the pasuk Banim Atem LaHashem Elokecha? Talmidim Nikru Banim. I believe the pshat is that, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a shaykhus to us because He created us, but that's not why we're nikru banim. Banim matem LaHashem Elokeichem is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a malami Torah, l'am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in l'limud haTorah, l'omrid lifnei ha'makom when we learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, you know, when you understand Torah, when you absorb Torah, when it becomes part of you. That's all part and parcel of the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is teaching it to us. It's not just, you know, my brain chop shot in the Rashba. Now I understand the Marsha, the Ksos. It's not the Pshat. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is helping us understand it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us. Talmidim Anikru Banim, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is Malami Torah Lam Yisrael. If we realize that, that when I learn Torah, I'm being more and more involved. The more Torah I learn, the more connection to have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Tata, to Avinu Malkeinu. And that's something. Come Rosh Hashanah, come Aser Simei Tshuva, come Kippur. The tefillah that we all focus on, tefillah of Rabbi Akiva, Avinu Malkeinu. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father. But that connection is a deeper connection, a stronger connection, by the means of how much connected we are to Limud HaTorah. Avinu Malkeinu. So each of these things, the more perspectives you give, you know, some people, they hop onto one, another one, use a different one each day. But if a person remembers the connection, what Chodesh Elul is, of Moshe Rabbeinu going up to a Kabbalah Satorah. Chodesh Elul is the beginning of a Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah of Yom Kippur, the Torah of Tshuva. A person remembers Chodesh Elul is a connection, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected to us, is there with us, gives us more kochos to learn Torah. Can remember the schar a person gets from Limud HaTorah, HaKol Holach Achar HaSof, to end the year on the on that foot. The greater clarity a person has in understanding Torah and mitzvos, understanding where he's holding, when he makes a cheshbon and nefesh, learning Shar Gimel in Rabbein Yonah, understanding Halachas Be'ian, or the other Yisod of Rabbein Yonah, that the Yisurim, the extent the person is involved in Limud HaTorah, Bo Benida, that's Mechaper Yisurim, it's Mechaper for Onshem. And these last few Yisodos, the Yisodos of a person's Kabbalah Satorah, this person's Kabbalah also for Tshuva, of being Kabbalah Doros, don't just affect you, it affects our children. Person's dreams and desires of Akashos of Acha Sha'alti. The Torah itself, that we learn, that we add to learning during Elul, comes and is made before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't sound like it's a one-time thing it's made. It's all the time, but especially in the Me'adin. Eidos Hashem Nemana. The Torah is going to come and be made. I exercised whenever I was able to. I was Osek in Torah. I pushed myself to understand it. And finally, if we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu Malkeinu, and that Avinu is Talmidim Nikru Banim, Banim Atem Hashem Elokecha. The more connection we have to Limud HaTorah, Be'ezras Hashem, we should all be Zoche to a year of Torah, Mitzvos, and Shalom and Bracha. Only good.
Very nice.